104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks to Ed Lover Morning Show. Now, Jim BT, you know that I go to church all the time, and I go to classes on Thursday. I call them kingdom classes.
Kingdom class, yes.
We learn to be a better Christian. So I go to New Beginnings Church in Chicago. So one of our members' mom died. Aww. Shout out to Val. Her mom passed away. And she has a huge family. So we had this service at our church on Saturday and in the repast at our center, which is Project Hood.
Okay.
Right? So I went to volunteer.
You volunteered at the repast.
I volunteered at the service, which they didn't need me to do anything at the service.
Okay.
But so I went down to the center for the repast.
Got it.
Right? Because when I got there, Pastor TJ was like, I don't know if we, you know, Ed, if we need you, whatever. So I said, I'm just going to go down to the center. If they need me to do anything, I'm here. And I did a lot.
What did you do?
I was mopping up the floor. I was taking out the garbage. I was out in the parking lot to help park.
Oof.
I was picking up trash off the table. I was helping to serve the main table where all the, you know, the oldest people in the family was. This is one thing.
That's a lot. You were mopping floors.
Yeah, I was tired when I finished. One thing that I can't stand about my people.
I don't know
if it's true with Latino people, but Jen.
Okay.
My people, this is absolutely true.
Let's hear it.
Why do they always ask you for something that you don't have?
Give me an example.
So first of all, you know there's a language barrier between me and some people in Chicago because y'all say pop.
Yes, instead of soda.
Right. And they'll ask me, do you have any pop? And I'm sitting there going, what? Do you have any pop? I'm like, huh? Oh, soda pop. Okay. So once I direct them to where all the pop is in the cans and the waters and everything, why do they ask you for a pop that you don't have? Y'all ain't got no iced tea? It's free. This didn't cost you anything. Y'all got Sprite? When did Sprite become the black people soda? I don't know. Y'all don't have Sprite? We got 7-Up. That's diet. I don't want that. I said, okay, here goes some. There's some 7-Ups right there. Okay, that's Coke Zero. Y'all don't have any Coke? It's a repass.
I really think it's every race.
Then one man had the nerve, when I came around, to ask if anybody needed anything, to grab me by my sleeve and go, y'all got any beer back there? That's
no
a repass!
Any beer?
At the center, not in the actual sanctuary. But we have the sanctuary, you know, New Beginnings Church, Chicago.
Right.
And then we have Project Hood, which is all the way down the block, which used to be an old Walgreens that was donated.
That's something my mom would do. Be like, is there any wine at this event? You know, and you're like, what? Was he an older gentleman?
Yes, he was part of the family, like on the head table.
You get comfortable.
The big table.
I think you reach a certain age and you're like, what? I need some alcohol. There needs to be beer somewhere. It doesn't hurt to ask, right? Close mouths don't get fed.
Then they had to tell me to calm down. Because one of their family members started taking all the leftover pop and water. Taking it home. This is Project Hood. It's a community outreach center.
Right, you gotta
keep those
pops.
Why wouldn't you want to leave it there for the kids that come in and do things and people that come in? We need to have soda and pop. Why would you start taking it? You didn't buy it? Amazing.
That's hilarious. I feel like everybody's gone through that.
Yeah, I think it's all ethnicities do the same thing. See, I love a morning show, man. We got three random facts coming up.